financial literacy doesn't have an age limit. Whether you're 5 years old or 55 years old, whether you're questioning how to best spend your allowance or manage your retirement savings, you can always learn more about your money. Our next guest wants to provide some of that education. Kevin Cochran is the co-founder of Enriched Academy, an online education platform that teaches Canadians of all ages, backgrounds, and statuses how to achieve financial success. He joins us now from Ottawa. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
There is a lot of material out there, both online and offline. What would you say makes Enriched Academy different?
You know what? I think the way we deliver the information, you know, money can be a really, really dry subject, but...
No, when I'm talking about it...
No, fair enough. I'm referring when we're talking to kids, that's for sure,
yeah.
Right? You know, because one of the challenges is when you... funny enough, I like that. You know, we went out there and we did over 1,000 events free of charge over 10 years, trying to teach students about money. And the first 50 events we did at high schools were a disaster. I mean, kids are falling asleep, just not that... You know, just it just wasn't, you know, hitting home. But, you know, after doing 1,000 events, we realized that, you know, you just got to really figure out what triggers a kid's appetite to learn about money. And it's not about retiring. It's about, you know, teaching a student in high school how to buy their first investment property while they're in college and university, because we've interviewed a ton of students how to do that, right? What's every 17-year-old want to do? They want to move out. So if you can actually teach them how to do it, whether they do it or not is not relevant. A lot of students have through our program, but what's more important is that they actually are really interested about saving money because, you know, they're like, wow, okay, I can buy an investment property in college, university, and rent the rooms out to my friends and, you know, pay for my tuition 4, 5, 6, 7 years after finishing high school, university because of that. You know, it's pretty cool.
How do your participants get exposed to your programs? You talk about students. Is this offered through schools or is it something their parents pay for? And if so, how much does it cost?
Okay, so originally the program that we had was a 6-week, 6-DVD series. That's what we got on the show Dragon's Den with, because our program was on the show. But since then, we've evolved to so much more. We don't really sell DVD programs anymore. We actually sell our programs directly to schools. The one thing, I'll just be honest, you know, I found that most of the schools have really dragged their feet on this, but the career colleges and trade schools here in right across the country have been fantastic. They've embraced it. They've made it mandatory part of their learning. Right now, we have about 15 to 20,000 students per year going through our program every year through the career colleges, schools like MedX and so forth. Unbelievable participation through.
And
through that
when you say going through your program, is it an online experience?
It is an online experience, yeah. So there's 9 segments to it, everything from money myths to credit cards, student loans, you know, how to invest in the stock market, real estate, mortgages, you name it, it's in there. It's pretty amazing. It's an online video-based program.
If you had to choose one really, really key lesson for a 17-year-old, what would the number one thing be?
It's not what you make. It's what you do with what you make. It's just it's one lesson. I don't care how old you are, that's the lesson you need to understand, because, you know, I'll be in a room full of 17-year-old kids, and two will have part-time jobs. One makes $100 a week, one makes $150 a week, right? And I'll ask them how much money they have saved. In most cases, guess how much each of them have saved.
Bupkis, nothing.
Nothing, right? Like, well, if he's making $50 more a week, he's got more money, so why doesn't he have more money, right? And every single time they start laughing, you see a light bulb go on. Well, all the students are like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, so you have one student here making $100 a week, another making $150 in their part-time jobs. You both have no overhead, right? And they're like, yeah. I go, well, it's funny. So why don't you save more money even though you make more money? And do you think it gets any easier if you go and make $50,000 a year out of your first school, you know, out of your, you know, from your first job out of school? And they're like, they start getting it. I go, listen, saving money is exactly like lifting weights to me, right? Okay, if you can't lift or curl 100 pounds, right, as an example, you can't go curl 150 pounds. Like, you know, you don't say, well, give me more weight and I'll figure that out. And most students think, well, I'm not saving money because I don't make enough money. And most adults think the same way. Well, I can't manage $100 a week, but give me $150 and I can do that. No, you can't. If you can't manage the responsibilities of $100 a week and save $10 out of every $100, giving you $150 ain't going to solve that problem.
Right. Now, you've got a number of different streams in which you push out your education, schools, colleges. We talked a bit about companies, families. Tell me about your work with professionals, real estate, insurance agents, financial advisors, those folks.
Yeah, you know what? It's all over. We actually just signed a deal with the CFL. It was at the Grey Cup. We had a full-page article in the Financial Post earlier this week, which is pretty cool. You know, it's funny. Financial literacy, I think there's a perception that it's for those people that are in debt or paycheck to paycheck, and it's not. Even people with money have no idea what their money is doing. I mean, we have people coming to our live events that we hold every month right across the country, and, you know, they have $1 million with their financial advisor, but they don't know what an MER is. You know, they have no idea what their fees are. So, you know, even people that are doing it right don't really know what their money is doing. And we're not financial advisors. That's why there's such a demand for our product right now and our information, because there's no bias here. Like, what we look at it is we're like the Rosetta Stone of money. And, you know, Rosetta Stone is a language program. And what we look at money is it's a language. And if you don't know what an MER is and you have a financial advisor, well, you don't get the language. Right, and Canada has the highest MERs in the world. Right,
so is it that financial advisors will guide their clients towards your material so that they'll be a more engaged client?
Probably not, right? You know, I'm actually, a lot of people come to our events, they wonder, are we pro or against financial advisors? I like financial advisors. I think they're great. The problem is, I think 70% of them are salespeople across this country. So, and the most people don't understand you come to our events, we give you a financial advisor interrogation kit. Right? And so you know exactly what you're going to have to ask your financial advisor so you don't get it taken advantage of.
Do you call it that? Do you call it the financial advisor interrogation kit?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Yeah, you get a full kit and it tells you exactly what questions. But the problem is most people don't know what questions to ask. They're like, oh, my brother referred me or my sister or my dad. But when they don't know, and when your MERs are, you know, north of 1.25, it's real tough to get ahead. Right. And so we have doctors, lawyers, you know, professional athletes coming to our events and they're like, oh, my gosh, the guy had no idea. And it's not like we're saying, hey, leave your financial advisor and come with us. We're not sitting there saying try and take business away and have that underlying message. We're saying, hey, listen, you know what? You may want to go out there and interview two or three other financial advisors and find the right one. And here's the kit to get to do that. Right.
How has your business changed since the profile that you got from your Dragon's Den appearance?
Yeah, you know what, Dragon's Den, once you're on the show, it's such a great experience, right? But, you know, it's up to you to keep that momentum going. For a week or two, you get a lot of press, and it's amazing, but then it's up to you to keep it going. Since being on the show, we brought on a great CEO, Todd Peterson, and, you know, he saw a different vision for the company above and beyond DVDs, and that's why we have everything online as a curriculum. We do live events right across the country. You know, we're obviously, you know, signed with the CFL. We're very close signing a deal with another national sports league, which is tremendously exciting. You know what, unions, the career colleges has been phenomenal. Also, just organizations and companies right across the country, they're sitting there going, you know what, I can't give raises to my employees for the rest of their lives. Like, I got to teach them how to manage their money properly. And again, the fact that we're an online video-based program, you know, we didn't just go out there and write a book and create this speaking tour. We wanted to go out there and build a program, not just based around Kevin Cochran or anybody in the company. That's why it's called Enrich Academy. So it's been a big evolution because we're not just dealing with kids anymore. We're dealing with adults. We're dealing with new immigrants. We're dealing with everything, right?
Not that there's anything against those people who wrote books and go on.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. So tell me, how much does it cost for an individual to do the program?
If they want to go and buy it online, it's $200. That's what the program is. And actually, we're just test piloting something right now. We're pretty excited is that with our program where parents want to buy it for their kids, it's not ready yet. We're just test piloting it. What we do is we actually pay the kids to watch it. So if you buy the program for $200, and the program front to back takes about 3 hours to watch, what we do is after they watch the program and once they go online and take the test and get 70% on the test, and they can take the test as many times as they need to, we'll write a check to the kid for $50 for watching it.
Wow.
Right? So it's actually,
I'd offer to give my kid dinner. She's not getting $50, but I'll feed her dinner.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, it's been a really, really good motivation, right? But the one thing, again, the reason why we think we get through to kids better than most is that we've put more kids to sleep more than anybody else, right? we've test piloted our material over and over and over and over and over again. And we put a lot of audiences to sleep to get it as funny as it is right now. And the best part of it is when the kids watch the program, after it's all said and done, you know, the $50 check that they get, guess what they want to do with it? They want to invest it. They're trying to figure out ways, you know, how do I open a trading account? You know, we don't believe in just putting money into a savings account. You know, go out and start trading it, you know, at an early age. Get it out there. Warren Buffett said it best. I bought my first stock at age 11. I was wasting my life up until then. Right. And so if you can get kids out there investing and getting that momentum going, but the parents don't have the tools because they don't understand.
Yeah.
And just to add on one last thing, the reason why I think most parents fail when it comes to teaching their kids, and I get this, and they all agree when I talk to them about this, is they'll try, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15 times over, you know, while they're teens, you know, start saving money, you should save money. And the kids just don't really get it. And they're not really interested. And they just kind of, parents just quit. And I get it because I told you the first 50 events we did at high schools were a disaster, right? And it took us 1,000 times to figure this thing out. And that's why we really get through to students when they listen to our program or watch it, excuse me. So,
Kevin, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Kevin Cochran's co-founder of Enriched Academy, a program that teaches financial literacy.